I grew up in Yemen as a Muslim. I left Islam in Mecca, but at the end, I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Real life starts now.
This is Real Life Radio Show with On Lay.
I felt alone. I felt lost. I felt scared.
Real stories.
I was so desperate in living such a dark and calloused life.
Real people.
I was thinking there was no purpose for my life. There's no reason for me to be here.
Real problems.
I told my dad, if you try to take these drugs, I'm going to kill you.
One solution. God.
Hope is a person, and his name is Jesus.
And now your host, On Lay.
Hi, this is Evangelist On Lay. Welcome to the Real Life Radio Show, where we're going to talk to real people who had real problems but found answers in a real God. Lately, we've been talking about discovering the truth about what it's like inside of Yemen, which has a 90 to 99% Muslim population. The country is comprised of mostly Sunni Muslims, and the rest are Shia Muslims and Zaydi. The nation has little to no Jews or Christians. Is there a reason for that? Well, in our last show, we had John Ghanim share with us how he went to Mecca, the holy site for Muslims all around the world. And to him, he felt like though he grew up believing that Jews and Christians were idolaters, he witnessed everyone bowing down and worshiping a man-made black stone in the name of Allah. He had a realization that he could no longer believe what he was taught growing up as a young man in an all-Muslim background that taught and retaught him again and again. He was in a dilemma because he had serious doubts about his Muslim faith, but he couldn't say anything because it would lead to death according to Sharia law. He had to really walk smartly for 3 years and convince everyone that he was Muslim, but inside he became more agnostic. One day he fled the country at an opportune time when there was war in the country. He traveled up north, went through Africa, and then eventually met a Turkish man, and he's going to share that story with us today. John, welcome back to the show.
Yes, thank you so much.
John, just what happened in your life, it's like a movie. I understand that you went on quite a journey, a dangerous journey. You ran all over the place. Tell us a little bit about that. And you met someone along the way.
Yes, I decided not to go back to Yemen, so I decided to go to start a new life. I traveled to Qatar, Malaysia, Singapore, and I heard that Syrian, they travel through Turkey. So I went to Iran, from Iran escaped to Turkey. I've been beaten by the police.
Wow.
And from Turkey through the sea to Europe, Greece. And in Greece, I met a Syrian guy. He was a Christian and he has a tattoo in his hand. And I asked him, why you have this tattoo in your hand? And he told me this is the cross of Jesus Christ. He said in Arabic, Yesu.
So he's telling you about Jesus as a Christian, but he was Syrian.
Yes, he's from Syria. He spoke to me in Arabic and he told me this is the cross of Jesus Christ. He's the savior of the world. And I said, I never heard this about the Christian Jesus. My influence all from Islam, and Jesus wasn't the savior. Jesus just a slave of Allah.
Wow.
And his name was Isa.
So were you kind of like trying to argue with him, or were you just receiving what he said?
No, I was like, what? I never heard about this before, because I was ex-Muslim that time. So I don't care about Islam, but I mean, this is my savior. I never heard about this. Like, sound like something new to me.
Oh. So it's totally new. That's amazing. So after that, you were invited to attend a Christian church.
Yes.
And they begin to teach you.
Yeah. When he told me about Jesus Christ, he said, would you like to come to know about Jesus Christ? And I said, yes. And he said, there is a German missionary. We have a Bible study. So he invited me. I accepted the invitation.
Oh.
So the following day, I went to that Bible study. They start to teach about Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as they said he's the Son of God, you know, I started to argue with them. And I couldn't understand. And after that, the German people, they invited me to the church, which I never been to church in my life, because in Yemen, there is no churches.
Right. Wow.
And after that, my thoughts about the church was like, a church is a place where a groom and a bride get together, invite their friends and do like a party, a wedding party.
Right.
But they invited me. I accepted the invitation. That Sunday, I went to that church. First time in my life to experience that church. I entered through the door and I saw men and women, they worshiping and they dancing and they screaming, they glorifying Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah.
Yeah, Yeshua.
And I was like jealous. What they are doing?
Wow.
It must be like a secret party in this place.
Wow.
So I was like staring at them. And after that, the pastor started to preach. And he said, we are human beings, we are sinners. And sin came to our hearts, came to human beings through Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And this sin became a disease in our hearts. And it's become like a separation between man and God. And this is why God became a human being as Jesus Christ. And he rescued us on the mm-hmm. cross. He died and he gave us his holy blood.
Mm-hmm.
And on the third day, he rose again. If you want to be saved, accept him as Lord and Savior. And I never heard about this before.
Oh.
I was like receiving, but I didn't have faith.
Mm.
And I met another people from the same church and they told me, oh, we have our son in India and he does mission to Muslims. And we have a copy of the Bible. They give me a copy of the Bible and
in Arabic.
The New Testament in Arabic. Yes.
Wow.
I went back, I was reading Matthew because I want to discover that secret power in that church.
Mm.
And I start to read like from Matthew chapter 1 and 2 and 3. 3, verse 16 and 17, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved son, which I am pleased. I was, wow, God speaks from heaven. I was like something happened inside of my heart.
Ah.
And I continue to read like chapter 4 and 5. And the chapter 5, the Sermon in the Mount, oh my, the change point. That's where I felt like God, he said, I am your God. Receive this. Blessed are the poor in the spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. And all these verses came to me as a water into my spirit.
Wow.
I was so joyful. I said, wow. I was so happy inside of me. I was smiling. And I continued to read chapter 6 and 7. And all my questions was answered about the prayer, the fasting, everything. I said, this is the God I'm looking for. This is the God I want to follow. This is the God I want to give life to.
Wow.
And after that, I was so excited to go back to the church, which I did. Went back to the church that following Sunday. And at the end, the pastor, he said, who wants to give his life to Jesus Christ? And I raised up my hands. And people gathered around me and he prayed sinner's prayers. I was repeating after him. I said, I'm a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross
mm-hmm.
and he rose again. And I believe you. I receive you into my heart as Savior and Lord. Islam behind me and you, Jesus Christ, before me.
Wow.
Everything so beautiful around me. I was so happy, so light, like I'm a new creation.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. And that's how I feel. I can feel the life coming from you as you're sharing the gospel right now. Because it's not about just sharing, it's about being it, my friend. And man, you got it. You know what you're saying?
Jesus got me. He saved me. He came to my heart.
Amen. How did Jesus answer the questions in your life? Like, how did this compare to your faith in Allah before?
Well, I believe that Muslims created Allah, but Jesus, the God of the Bible, Yeshua, Adonai, Elohim, he created us.
Wow. How did coming to Christ change the anxiety, fear, and depression of your upbringing?
Yeah, because he's the Prince of Peace. He said, come to me and I will give you rest. And of course, absolutely, he gave me rest and peace and a sound mind.
So how does this work? Before, you hated Jews and Christians. But now you are a Christian. How did that change that old viewpoint?
Yeah, because when I start to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, of course, the God of the Bible changed my heart. He gave me a new heart.
Mm.
I love everyone now. It doesn't matter who they are. Atheists, Muslims, Jews, all people, I love them because I have the Messiah. I have a loving God.
Wow, John, this is amazing. You had a radical change. Thank you for this amazing interview. You know, it's so clear. Your heart burns for Jesus. Thank you again for being on our show today. We are truly so blessed. You taught us so much and just the anointing on your life. May the Lord bless you and everything you do in your ministry, my brother. And John, again, we love you. May the Lord protect you all the days of your life. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you so much and God bless you and keep you.
Don't go anywhere. This is pretty amazing to hear. Let's talk more about this right after the break.
Are you or someone you know going through a tough time? Is someone you know struggling with addiction, depression, going through a life-changing event? Do you feel like these powerful shows could help? If so, please share this show with your friends and family. You can find these powerful shows on any popular listening platform. like Spotify, Alexa, Google Podcasts, and more, you can search The Real Life Radio Show with Anhle. That's A-N-H-L-E. Just pick the testimony they need to hear and share the link.
Real Life Radio is a ministry of Awakening the Nations, a 501c3 nonprofit organization that depends on your donations. If you would like to find out more about us or to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit our website at www.therealliferadioshow.com. That's www.therealliferadioshow.com. Please help us to expand the reach of these shows. We couldn't do it without you. More Real Life starts now.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to go deeper into what you just heard. So what do you think about this? You know what John shared? He said that though he was so devout as a Muslim, he never truly felt like he knew God, and maybe even didn't feel like God knew him. You know, Allah seemed like this impersonal God, one that doesn't guarantee heaven unless you go and sacrifice your life for his cause of jihad. And how sad is that to not know God, nor to feel like God really knows you? And today he's a Christian and he feels like he knows God and that God knows him. This is a huge difference in his experience that I want to point out. You see, an ancient scripture is written in the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1-5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. You know, I want you to take a look into this scripture. Look how it's written. God says to the prophet Jeremiah, I knew you before you were born. I formed you. You know, to say that he formed him in his mother's womb, God is really involved in this. Wasn't it the Lord who breathed life into your life? Think about it. If God was this involved with Jeremiah, he must be this involved with you. Just like an author would know his own book, God knows you. God is the author of your birth. No matter what the circumstances in which you were born, God knows you. And beloved, if he knows Jeremiah, he knows John, and he knows you. But the question is, do you know him? It's written in Proverbs chapter 8:17, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. And I believe that there's someone out there right now, and you're saying, I am seeking. I'm seeking God, but I don't know where to find him. My friend, Jesus is the gateway where you can know God for real. If you receive Jesus into your life, if you receive Jesus as your Savior, as John did, you will experience such an amazing salvation and almost like an introduction to God that it will carry on with you forever. Lord Jesus, I'm praying for the person who's saying, that's me. I don't know God. So Lord Jesus, we give our lives to you. We ask for you, Lord Jesus, to come into our lives. We believe you died on the cross for our sins, that you rose from the dead, and that, Lord Jesus, we can have salvation through you. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name. I hope you're blessed by this testimony, and I know that your life was touched.
You can listen to The Real Life Radio Show on Spotify, Alexa, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Samsung, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. See you next time.